Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I am FPLD and today you're here for the free hit special. I'm on free hit, game week 38. I'm just inside the top 5,000 after the end of game week 37, 4,951. I'm 20 points inside the top 10K and I'm 37 points off the top 1K. Haaland disappointed and Munoz played the game, which was disappointing, which... those sequence of events, and obviously Mbeumo not getting that 15-pointer and getting the 5, means that realistically, unless I absolutely nail this draft to perfection, the 1K is off. Like, I don't know if it's possible to make up 37 points in 1 week. My gut feel is that it's not, unless I do the absolute last draft I'm going to show you in here. As you might be able to tell, I'm actually sick, which is why my voice sounds a little bit off compared to usual. But look, we're powering through. We're through to the end of the season. So without further ado, smash a like on the video. Please subscribe if you haven't done so already because, look, I'm going to be doing lots of content over the summer in preparation for next season. It will be my second year in the content creation space, and I'm coming back bigger and better. And look, I'm going to have a decent rank to chase down next year in terms of bettering what I did this season. But let's just get into it, eh? Let's go. So the updated chip strategy, and this is where it is. So look, I just wanted to start with this because I've been lucky for a lot of this season, and you can almost say that I've been unlucky with my chip play this season, because realistically, if I had played my bench boost and triple captaincy chips the other way around, I would be inside the top 1K, or I would be just outside, and with my free hit ready to play, I'd probably realistically could definitely push for the top 1K. Unfortunately, my chip strategy this year has just sucked. Other than my assistant manager chip, which I nailed for 56 points, triple captain got me 2 points, bench boost got me 6 points. Yeah, I mean, if those two chips had gone slightly better, I'd be well in with a shout of finishing top 1K in my first year ever doing content. So, look, I can't complain though. 4,951 with one game week left to go. I've never even finished inside the top 100K before. That's because I've been a casual player. And this year, I've gone from being casual to actually paying attention every single week. And the difference is like night and day. So, look, I've obviously covered all the differentials. I'm going to be covering all the picks that I'm currently looking at for my free hit draft for game week 38 in this video. And there are going to be a lot of people on free hit final day, on wildcard final day. So this is the video for you. And this is from someone actually playing the chip. So I don't know where I'm going to go at the moment. I've only made one transfer at the moment, and that is getting rid of Munoz for Kirkes. I did that as soon as I pressed free hit. So there we go. Final day glory. Where will I finish up? Surely I can't go backwards 20 points on a free hit and finish outside the top 10K. But can I gain 37 points? I'm not sure, but hey, I'm here for it. And with that being said, congratulations to Tissiari Varian. 81 points in game week 37. Oh my God, I'm getting the game weeks confused now. He did amazing. We've now got an outright leader. BBL Drizzy is up by 19 points on second place now. 2,606 points. He's ranked, I think, 600 and something in the world. Congratulations to him. He looks like, barring a final day miracle, he will take home the very first thing he can beat the D unit league, and he will have his name forever mentioned in that space. So congratulations to him, and let's have a look at what I'm thinking at moving into free hit 38. So the FDR, and I've updated it, and I've got 5 fixtures I think that you should be targeting. Now, there has been a few teams eliminated from the European race overnight with that. Bournemouth obviously losing. They can no longer finish 8th, which means Europe is, technically they could be referred to as being on the beach, but they do have an amazing home fixture this week. And then obviously Fulham have been relegated from that race as well. Brentford still have a chance, but they need Brighton to lose at Spurs, and they need to beat Wolves. So like it is a bit of an ask. You could almost say that's realistically probably not going to happen. But you never know. Man City still haven't sewn up their spot because of the fact that if they lose at Fulham and Aston Villa and Chelsea and Newcastle will win, Man City will actually drop to 6th. So look, these teams all have a lot to fight for. Newcastle, Villa, Chelsea, Manchester City, Nottingham Forest or that chance of finishing in the Champions League places, it will go down to the final day, which is definitely going to be the most interesting thing on final day. The five fixtures to target, though, are Bournemouth versus Leicester. Obviously, relegated teams, you never know what you're going to get from them on the final day, but they do have to be taken, like, they've been easy to play against all season. I can't see that changing in the final game week. Southampton against Arsenal is obviously another targeted fixture, and realistically, you probably want to wait for team leaks. And as you'll see from my draft, I think having three Arsenal players is pretty much non-negotiable this week if you're on free hit or wild card. And then obviously Ipswich versus West Ham is the other relegated team. Again, all the two of these fixtures are away from home for the team that's going there. So that might have impact on the amount of goals or the kind of games we're going to see there. I'm not sure, but I think they're still very good fixtures to target. Jared Bowen for West Ham just seems like a bit of a no-brainer in any kind of chip play this week. He's even a really good captaincy shout. He scored a goal and assisted. He got his highest score for the season against Ipswich the first time around, 12 points. Could be a really good differential captain. Then, obviously, we have Manchester United versus Aston Villa and Spurs versus Brighton. Now, Man United and Spurs are going to be playing after this video goes out tonight. And look, realistically, I don't know what that means for the Sunday games. I think whoever loses will want to save face, and they're both at home. And I think that the other one, it could be a bit like Crystal Palace, as we saw against Wolves, scored four against Wolves overnight. I feel like, actually, these fixtures are going to be really hard to call. I feel like Man United and Spurs are actually going to put up better performances than what everyone's kind of talking about. I would expect them actually to be fielding full-strength lineups, to be honest with you. And just to save face, because, like, realistically, the fans have had... they've had it rough this season, Spurs and United fans. I mean, I went to two games at Old Trafford this season. I saw five goals, none for United. I think they need to basically make up for that. So those are the fixtures to target in any free hit building. So let's get into the players that you should be looking at this week. And we're going to start with the Arsenal assets. Now, I haven't included Martinelli on here because I just think that a lot of people are talking about him and probably being the asset they may go to. So I couldn't cover them all. I just think realistically, I just don't really like him in comparison to the other ones. So let's start with Rice. Not many people are going to be going with Rice, but he is a really good differential, 6.2 million. He's got an XG of 0.11, an XA of 0.18. He's actually scored more goals than you would expect this season and more assists. And obviously he's off the back of scoring last game week. So look, I just think that he could be a very good differential. Trossard is probably the highest upside player on this list. 6.7 million, an XG of 0.2, 4.90, an XA of 0.15. Again, he has had a couple of massive holes this season. You just have to go back to double game week 33 and he absolutely went ham. I just think, yeah. I mean, Wanyeri might come in. This is the thing. We probably want to wait for leaks. Now, I don't think Saliba's going to play, is my gut feel. If you've got a hamstring in your... what's the point of playing when you've literally sewn up your Champions League spot? Makes no sense to me. So for that reason, Ben White is a really good shout. 6.1 million, XG of 0.04, XA of 0.05. But I just think that he could be big in this game. Like, there was a moment in the game against Newcastle where I thought he was going to score. I feel like potentially this is like one of them just punts in the dark. He could come in with that goal. Then obviously you've got Kivior, who may have risen in price prior to this video coming out, but at the moment of making this video, 4.8 mil, 0.01 XG, 0.02 XA. In reality, I'd be going for White over Kivior all day long. Now, Calafuori, you could argue, maybe should be on this list as well. He's at 5.8 mil, and again, he's probably much more attacking than what Kivior is going to be. But because of the fact I don't know whether Saliba's going to be fit or not prior to the deadline, these are the ones that I think are definitely nailed to be playing. So for that reason, he doesn't make the cut. But he is worth a shout. Marino obviously was suspended in game week 37. So I expect him to start in game week 38. 6 mil, XG of 0.33 per 90, and XA of 0.07. And if he plays through the middle, could be a really good shout of getting a goal. Maybe even a couple here. I just think he's really good. Saka then at 10.3 million. Now, lots of people are looking at him, bringing in him to captain him. I'm actually thinking that I'm just going to avoid him. I'm just not sure. But honestly, his stats are definitely the best. An XA of 0.39 per 90, an XG of 0.36 per 90. I mean, it's hard to overlook him. I think the price is where it comes into, right? Most of my drafts with the team value I've got of 108.6 or 7, 8 million to play with, I can easily afford to get Saka in. So if that's the way I want to go, it might be the way I go. But at the moment, I'm probably more tempted not to go with him. Then obviously we've got Raya, 5.5 million. XGC of 0.93 per 90. I mean, it's just brilliant. Like, underlying defensive data for Raya all season has been great. It'd be hard to look past him as a goalkeeper this weekend. So on to the Bournemouth assets, and this is where it gets a little bit interesting, because I think Bournemouth versus Leicester, realistically, you probably want three assets from them as well. And there's so many different ways you can go. Now, Clivert only played 45 minutes against Man City. Now, I don't know if he was pulled off injured or what happened, but that is concerning. So I've kind of gone off Clivert myself, and I probably won't go there myself. Tavernier played another 90 minutes, 5.4 mil, XG of 0.27 per 90, and XA of 0.15 per 90. Really good differential, because he's under 1% ownership. Like, no one's going to have him. If you're after a differential draft and you're willing to take a punt, Tavernier is definitely the one for you. Clivert, as I said, he is on penalties if he's playing, but he played 45 minutes against Man City. What's about that? Let me know. I didn't actually watch the game, so I don't know why he went off, and I couldn't read anything about it in the report. So I don't know if it was tactical, if it was just he wasn't very good, or if he got injured. Not sure. Semenyo is probably the one I like the most. Still very low owned. He's under 10% ownership, 5.7 mil, XG of 0.27 per 90, and XA of 0.13 per 90. So not bad. Then we've got Evanilson, and I think he's, when I'm trying to work out my forwards and who I'm going to bench, like, on my free hit draft, it just depends on what other assets I want. Evanilson's really good, 5.8 mil. He was unlucky not to score against Man City, hit the crossbar. XG of 0.49 per 90 and XA of 0.07 per 90. Again, a really good asset. Then you've got Kerkez and Hoytson. Now, Kerkez has been subbed 80-odd minutes the last two game weeks. Hoytson's played the full 90. Realistically, if they're going to score off a corner, it's going to be Hoytson. If they're going to score from open play, it's probably going to be Kerkez getting an assist or goal. Now, against Leicester, not very good defence. I think realistically, I probably prefer Kerkez, but there's a world where you could rock both of them in defence, right? Without Jamie Vardy, who's not going to be playing for Leicester, Leicester's goal threat, you would say, arguably goes down. So maybe you could actually rock double Bournemouth defence. I'm not sure, but again, Hoytson has the better goal threat, 0.07 compared to Kerkez's 0.02. Again, the assist threat's very similar. There's only 0.01 between them. The difference is in the price. Right, so you're paying an extra 0.7 million for Kerkez, so you've got to take that into account. And then we've got Kepa, 4.6 million, an XGC of 1.27 per 90. Again, you might want to chuck in a three Arsenal attackers or a defender and two attackers. Then maybe you can look at a Kepa and goal. Again, there's so many different variations you can do this week, which makes it such a fascinating draft selection headache. So the West Ham assets. And there's only really five here to talk about. Wan-Bissaka is definitely the best defender, 4.4 million, an XG of 0.03 per 90, an XA of 0.08 assists per 90. He's been really good, like, of late. I can't believe that since he's left Man United, he literally has had 8 attacking returns this season. Like, what do you mean? Barely ever got one for United, ever. And now he's scored, like, twice and got, like, 6 assists. Like, I don't get it. Kudos and Suchek are the two differentials in midfield. Now, not many people are probably going to be fitting them in, but they could be wild one-week punts, especially against an Ipswich team. Do concede goals. Kudos, XG of 0.24 per 90 and XA of 0.09 per 90. He's just one of them wild maverick types. He could either go do absolutely nothing all game, or he could absolutely pop off with, like, a goal and an assist. Jared Bowen, I think, literally, he has to be in everyone's free hit wildcard draft this week. I don't understand why he wouldn't be. An XA of 0.2, an XG of 0.26 per 90. He's been absolutely massive in his last 5 weeks, returning in every single one of them. He is due a monster score, and obviously his top monster score this season was against Ipswich the first time round. So there's nothing to say he can't do it again. I just think he's a really good asset, and I think he has to be in everyone's drafts this week. And he's still under 15% ownership across the board, which just I don't understand. Suchek comes in at 4.8 mil. Again, a really dirt cheap enabler. 0.24 expected goals per 90, 0.05 expected assists per 90. This dude knows how to score. Ipswich is the kind of game where I expect Suchek to score, if I'm being brutally honest. And if he scores, he's probably on for a 10-pointer. And then we got Areola. Again, if you're after that cheaper second goalkeeper on your bench, it's a bit of a no-brainer. 4.2 mil. He may raise to 4.3 before the deadline. But realistically, is he going to keep a clean sheet? I kind of expect Ipswich to score, so I wouldn't necessarily be starting Areola this game, mate. So on to the other assets for your consideration for game week 38. And let's talk about Konza. 4.4 million, he's been great. Came off the back of the 15-pointer last week. And Aston Villa have been keeping clean sheets. Like a very good asset to have. Then we've got Gibbs White, 6.4 million. Back-to-back double-figure hauls the last 2 weeks. What's to say he can't do it again? And I think I've got his price wrong. I'm pretty confident he's actually risen in price since I put that in. I'm pretty sure he's 6.5 mil. So don't crucify me for that one. Matoma came off the bench and scored this game week against Liverpool. 6.3 million. Does he start against Spurs? You'd like to hope so. If he does, he's a really good differential and probably my favourite Brighton pick outside of Danny Welbeck. So for that reason, Matoma is a really good asset to have there. Then we got Nick Pope, who also, I believe, has risen in price from 4.9 to 5 mil. I could be wrong, but I feel like when I was putting this together last week, I feel like some of these assets have actually risen in price. I'm pretty sure Nick Pope is 5. Again, crucify me if I'm wrong. But I would expect Newcastle to keep a clean sheet and shut out Everton. I just can't see Everton playing that well in game week 38, if I'm being brutally honest, especially with so much on the line for Newcastle. I expect them to keep a clean sheet. Mo Salah dropped in price the last couple of weeks, down to 13.6 mil, but he has to be in, I think, every free hit draft this week. I just can't see Liverpool not putting goals past Crystal Palace. If Wolves can put past two against them and they've won the FA Cup, they're in Europe, they've got nothing to play for, Liverpool want to put on a show for the title party. I just think Mo Salah's a great option. Now, Cunha got benched against Crystal Palace, and maybe this should be Strand Larsen instead, but it's almost 100% going to be Cunha's last game for Wolves. So I expect him to start at Molineux, is my honest opinion. And for that reason, if he starts against Brentford, I'll be backing him in. He got racked up XG of 0.24 or 6 in his 20 minutes on the pitch against Crystal Palace. So I expect him to want to perform, have a good send-off for Wolves. So that reason, I think he's actually a really good shout. And lots of people are going to be put off because of the fact he got benched against Crystal Palace, which makes him more attractive, I think. Brian Mbeumo, I mean, he's been disappointing, really, the last couple of weeks with back-to-back 5-pointers. No, 6 and 5. But realistically, he's still a very good asset. You would expect Brentford to score goals on the final day against Wolves. That game could be an absolute firecracker. I could see that game finishing like 4-all or 4-3 or something like that. Isak, he's highly likely to drop in price again from 9.5. He's actually scheduled to drop in price overnight, so probably when you're watching this, he'll be 9.4. He's yellow flagged, but obviously they need to win to guarantee the Champions League, so for that reason, I would expect him to be rolled out and start against Everton, and he could be a very good differential now with so many people selling him en masse. Could make him a good asset for this game week. Wissa is amazing, 6.9 million. The dude's probably going to go up to 7 before the deadline. He's just been in unbelievably hot form, and it's hard to think about taking him on at this moment in time. Watkins, 9.1. He has Man United, and a bit like Rodgers at 5.8. They've got Man United. Now, I don't know how good that fixture is, but realistically, if Villa score a goal, and they need to score goals in order to make the Champions League, it's going to be these two. They're going to be involved. They're involved the last game week. They're going to be involved this week. Wouldn't be surprised if they went ham again. Sade, a great differential, 5.3 million. Again, that Wolves team have just conceded 4 against Crystal Palace. They're going to concede goals on the final day. So for that reason, I really like having a part of the Brentford attack. So on to my second part of the best assets for free hit, wildcard 38. And now we've got a Stupinyang, 4.9 million again. He's been playing 90 minutes of late. He has been racking up the XGI. Could this be one of them games where he scores a 15-pointer, scores a goal? I could see it. The way Spurs potentially are playing in the league, it definitely could happen. Guardiola, 6.5 million. I mean, it's a bit of a no-brainer. He is definitely the most owned defender in the game pretty much at the moment and realistically has that goal threat. And Man City still need a result. So for that reason, he's a really good asset. Bruno Fernandes, as I said, if Man United lose or whatever, he could be a really good shout in the final game week. And when Man United score goals, it's always Bruno-related. He's always involved. So for that reason, I think he does have to be considered. Not many people are going to be going with him, but he could be someone that could come into a team. Martinez, great asset. Again, he's playing Man United, struggled to score goals. He could be a very good keeper differential. Barnes, 5.9 million. Newcastle have to score goals, and Barnes has the actual best attacking data out of Murphy, Barnes, and Gordon. So for that reason, I think Gorns is a really good shout this week. Welbeck, 5.5 mil. He obviously got an assist. He's been in pretty good form of late, and I expect him to start against Spurs. And realistically, Spurs will be conceding goals. So I think Danny Welbeck could get himself some attacking returns in this game. Luis Diaz, I expect to start. Obviously benched. He's been on the bench start ever since I won the league. I expect him to start in game week 38, and I expect him to score against Palace. So I think he's a really good shout. Haaland, 14.9 mil. Now, I've owned Haaland the last 2 weeks. I've triple captained him, and he's scored me a grand total of 8 points the last 2 weeks. What a man. His XGI has been poor, but they've got to win against Fulham, and he's got to come back to scoring ways. He's gone 3 games now in a row without scoring a goal. That will not continue for a fourth game, I wouldn't have thought. So for that reason, Haaland, if you've got the funds, if you're willing to take a punt, is a really good differential this week. Solanke, again, ditto. I expect Spurs to field some sort of a strong lineup in that final home game to appease their fans, especially if they lose. For that reason, Solanke could be a really good shout. Brighton can see goals, which is why I like Solanke, why I like Johnson. I think they're really good assets this particular game week based on the fact that Brighton don't keep clean sheets. Gakpo, again, he starts every game. He's probably only going to play just over 60 minutes, but you can guarantee he's going to start. And if he does, he's a really good chance to get some sort of a turn against Palace on the final day. Then we've got Leif Davis, bit of a wild pick, but he's playing West Ham, loves getting forward. Maybe this is the week where he finally scores a goal for those owners. 4.2 mil, again, really good enabler. And Bradley, he's in there, 4.7 mil, something to like there. Just something to really like. These are the players I think that you should be looking at for a free hit wildcard 38. So let's have a look at the 4 different drafts I have put together for everyone this week. So the first draft, and this is very templatey. This is literally protecting your rank and just trying to, this is literally small gains. Like, you're not going to be gaining much. Most of these players are going to be highly owned. And look, the squad value is 108.2 million. So not many people can afford this. I can afford this because I have the team value in my team. So I've got Raya in goal, Areola, Kerkez, Hoidson. Again, I'm only playing with 2 Bournemouth here, but that's because of the fact that I've gone very templatey in the midfield. Guardiola's obviously in there protecting that. Burn and Saliba. Again, Saliba's in there. Now, if Saliba's obviously injured, you protect by probably going to Ben White instead, but that makes a lot of sense. In the midfield, it's Saka and Buemo, Rodgers, Salah and Bowen. And you're playing every single one of them. And then up front, you've got Watkins, Wissa, and Isak. And realistically, you're probably benching Isak. From those 8 players, you're probably benching Isak. So you cover all the currently performing, highly owned players, plus ones that potentially aren't really doing that much, like Salah and Saka and Isak. You're targeting the teams that have something to play for on the final day. So you've got Villa covered, you've got Brentford covered, you've got Newcastle United covered, you've got Manchester City covered. You've got 7 players who versus 3 relegated teams as well. So again, that's pretty good coverage there. But the unfortunate thing is, it is hard to lose rank, but it's also very hard to gain rank because a lot of these assets are highly owned. So if you're looking to protect rank, that is where I would go. I'm probably not going to go there. So onto the differential draft. So this one is focused on differentials. As you can see there, this is a very different draft. This draft comes in at 103.7 million. This should be pretty attainable for most people. So I've gone with Kepa in goal and Areola. I'll be starting Kepa there. I've got Kerkez, Wan-Bissaka, White, Burn and Shah. Realistically, I would start White, Kerkez and Shah in a back 3. Then we've got Marino, Trossard, Luis Diaz, Mo Salah and Jared Bowen in the midfield. And then we've got Van Linssen, Wissa and Haaland up front. Now, realistically, who do you bench in this lineup? My honest answer is probably bench a Van Linssen. But again, it's a very hard one. So obviously, the only high-owned player in this draft is actually Mo Salah. And it's based purely on the fact that I expect them to do super well against Crystal Palace in the final game week. You've got triple Bournemouth, you've got triple West Ham, and you've got triple Arsenal targeting the 3 relegated teams. So you've got 9 players from those 3 teams in your free hit draft. Again, pretty low owned, all the assets I've picked from them. Then you've obviously got the differential forward line with Wissa the man in form covering the Brentford attack. So I think you still do have to cover the Brentford attack. And for that reason, I think you just go with the man in form. And that is Wissa at this point in time. Everyone else outside of Mo Salah is pretty much a differential in this draft. But they're not crazy, crazy differentials. They're based on the fixture play and the teams that they play for, I think for that reason, this draft is actually probably more in line with what I'm likely to go with more than anything else. How many points can it gain me? I'm not sure. How many points will it lose me? Again, I'm not sure, but it's differential and I quite like that to finish the season with. So on to the third draft, and this is a Game Week 38 free hit mixed draft. So this one comes in again at 103.5 million squad value. So it should be achievable for most people. This squad covers a range of teams with something to play for. It covers Spurs losing. And I actually think Spurs losing means they'll play a full strength team in Game Week 38 and there'll be goals galore. We'll see the final play of Ange Ball and they'll be looking to save face 100%. You've obviously got seven players versus the relegated teams, which again feels pretty nice. And you've got highly owned assets, but you've also got differentials. So the highly owned assets are Guardiola, you've got Raya, you've got White covering Saliba, you've got Mo Salah, you've got Mbeumo, you've got Bowen, and then you've got Watkins up top. So you're covering the differential. So you're covering the high owned assets there. And then your differentials are Kepa and goal. You've got Kerkez. Kerkez is quite... He's debating whether he's differential or not. He's under 18% ownership, so he's still not too badly owned. Then we've got Ruben Diaz, low owned. Shah, low owned. White, low owned. Johnson, low owned. Martinelli, low owned. Bowen's still quite low owned, under 15%. And Evanilson and Solanke are definitely low owned. So again, this is a mixed draft. You can protect your rank, but then take calculated risks in order to try and boost your rank. Now, if you're... gaining 37 points to me is pretty damn hard. I'm not going to do it with this draft. But again, it could make me squeeze up and maybe finish inside the top 3,000 instead of like the top five. So again, there's small gains to be had there. And I think this one's a very calculated draft. You're not going against the massively owned assets, but you're taking on ones that I think potentially could stand you in good stead. And then my last draft is the wild punt draft. Honestly, this one is brilliant. This squad value comes in at 87.9 million. And if you're after just a Hail Mary play, this is what you're going with. There's no Salah in here and you're just throwing caution to the wind and you're just hoping that stuff comes in. So what have we got? We've got Pope and goal of Alisson Becker. In fact, the goalkeeper line is actually quite expensive. We've got Hoytson, Kivior, White, Shah and Alexander Arnold in the defense. And I know, can you believe I've actually put Trent in one of these drafts? I told you it was a wild punt draft. And this is the wild punt that slot plays Trent from the beginning. And Trent just goes absolutely ham. So realistically, who am I starting? If you get the lineup leaks and Trent starts, you're starting Trent, Shah and probably White. If you get the news that Trent's not playing, you're probably going with Shah, White and Hoytson is my honest answer to that one. Then in the midfield, we've got Tavernier, Rice, Luis Diaz, Barnes, and Bowen. And then up front, you've got Welbeck, Evanilson, and Strand Larsen. Now, I'd probably be inclined to bench Welbeck and play the other ones. Who do you captain in this draft? You go over Hail Mary, and you go with either a Luis Diaz captain, or you go over Jared Bowen captain. So again, no asset in this draft has a higher ownership than 18%. Unbelievable. This draft could either massively fire you up the rankings or it could massively send you backwards. Again, there's seven assets versus the relegated teams, which feels nice. You've also got three Newcastle United versus Everton, Newcastle United assets versus Everton, which again, I think is really good. And then you're expecting some final day fun at Anfield with Trent and Diaz popping off. I mean, it could happen, right? Let me know what you think of these drafts. I'm really intrigued to know what you're thinking for a free hit or a wild card draft in Game Week 38. So that brings us to the end of the free hit wild card draft special edition. I'm obviously on free hit, so I don't know where I'm going to go at the moment. There's so many different assets. There's so many different thoughts running through my mind. But I want to finish with a bang, but I kind of know that 37 points is pretty much unobtainable in 1 week. I would need some 15-pointers from my defense or whatever to go absolutely massive and pick a differential captain where my captain just goes ham. Realistically, that's probably not going to happen. So for that reason, I don't think there's any reason to go unbelievably stupid for myself personally. But if you're chasing a mini league leader down and you're trying to like win that, by all means, this is the week to take punts. It's either go broke or go home. So I'll go ham or go home, one of the two. But if you've enjoyed that, please smash a like on the video. I'll be back with my top transfer tips tomorrow after the Europa League finals. I'm even going to be in a spate of misery or a spate of despair. Hopefully my voice doesn't get any worse. And if you haven't already, please subscribe. That has been your free hit wildcard Game Week 38 special. And I've been FPL D Unit.